Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. News that it was refused to use continues. This is the broadcast for October 8th of the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2 to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, the order of the day. Matt Drudge and Alex Jones have been working together more. It's been solidified. A great interview, Matt Drudge on Alex Jones. We think we all need to work together more to tell the tale of liberty. The new media has taken center stage. Let's take on the mainstream press like never before. Let's get it done. All right. Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. All right. Oregon gunman kills himself in classroom, police say. But I want to focus on the rest of the story. Let's be very clear. The Oregon gunman was killing people and running around and killing people until he got challenged with a gun. Then he got shot. Then he kind of limped away, or whatever you want to say, kind of scrambled away, and then eventually killed himself. But let's be very clear. A gun's what stopped that thug. And if we had guns on the scene earlier, we could have stopped that thug earlier. That's the poignant point that I don't think anybody's making, at least not so enough in the mainstream press. And we got to carry that narrative forward. Good people use guns to save lives. I'm going to say it again. Good people use guns to save lives. I mean, that's what the cops did the second they got there, Kurt. They pulled out their guns and they eliminated the threat. And that's what we need to do more of, folks. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, I guess they got the 25 best cities listed for, quote, career opportunities. Turns out that Utah City's top the list for career prospects, according to this Smart Asset, I guess, is the group, huh?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting piece. And, you know, it's frankly, it kind of gives you an idea of, hey, what's maybe if you're interested in work, maybe where best.
Why would people
go?
Be interested in work, Kurt?
Well, that's true. Maybe you got to remember all those government programs that you can just watch TV and bring in the bacon, if you will. But this thing is called the Smart Asset, and they looked at 355 of the country's largest metro areas to see which offered the best opportunities for a good career. Now, the reason I wanted to, one thing I wanted to comment about that, so they really didn't look at, you know, the small towns and life and all that. They're just looking at careers, you know, in other words, where you can make the bucks, right? And
yeah,
so,
I guess that's right.
You know,
they just,
that's what
I guess the
at.
Idea so is who would want to live in a teeny town? Is that their view?
I suppose.
My view would be just the opposite, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they say Utah City's claimed 4 high-ranking spots on the list.
Bottom line is the state of Utah just absolutely mopped up the whole country with the survey, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, well, to put that in perspective, these guys say California has no cities within the top 25.
You can see why, can't you? That place is a socialist mecca of absolute failing proportions, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, it's not just us that says it, by the way.
I mean, they got pro-death policies everywhere. It's just nuts down there in California, Kurt. Mm-hmm. No guns, yeah. Pro-death. But it's crazy.
Yeah, now the top 3 slots were Provo, Utah, Logan, Utah, and then Fargo, North Dakota. If you keep on going, you got Salt Lake City, number 4. Then you got Dayton, Ohio, number 5. Austin, Texas, Dell Computer Company. Toledo, Ohio. By the way, Austin, isn't that where, Alex Jones hangs out? Then you got Toledo, Ohio. Burlington, Vermont, number 8. Madison, Wisconsin, number 9. Buffalo, New York, number 10. Cincinnati, number 11. Greeley, Colorado. They're not the guys doing the public nudity thing, right? Anyway, so you've got Ogden, Utah at 13. Grand Forks, North Dakota at 14. Pocatello, Idaho at 15. Number 16 was Fayetteville, Arkansas. 17, Rochester, New York. Kokomo, Indiana at 18. Albany, New York. Ithaca, New York. Those are upstate, areas, not in New York City. Manchester, New Hampshire, Billings, Montana at 22, Oklahoma City at 23, Dallas at 24, and number 25, Columbia, Missouri. So anyway, those are the list of what they call the top 25 places to move or to live for career opportunities.
Jobs. Well, I've been telling people they need to come to Utah for a long time, Kurt. I personally believe the stability is going to be in the Rocky Mountains.
Very good.
Now, they say four is Salt Lake City, so what, Kurt, three of the five spots go to Utah?
Yeah, three of the top five. Yeah, good point.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
And just so people in Utah, I'm sorry, out of Utah kind of understand, how do I say this? The three cities are some of the biggest. I'm not saying there's not a couple of other cities in Utah that are big, but it's like Salt Lake City, Provo, and Logan. They're probably the closer to the big cities. There's a couple of other cities like West Valley and, you know, things like that that are pretty large. But for the most part, it's the larger places. Logan would be what, the smallest of them, Kurt?
Yeah, and Ogden comes in at number 13. So you've really got, you know, basically from Logan to Provo, which is... Yeah, really, you could call it one big metropolitan area that doesn't really stop. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a little bit of space in between Logan and the Ogden area where you don't see something. But, you know, it's
so then,
what they call the Wasatch Front.
What, six is Austin, Texas? Mm-hmm. It's almost like where Great Talk Radio is, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now... No, Buffalo, New York. I'm surprised New York made it, except for when you start to look at upstate New York and stuff, it gets way better fast. It's pretty nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now.
That's right.
Let's see. 13 is the Utah one?
Yeah, or is that's the Ogden? Ogden. Is
so there's 25 cities, and Utah's got what, 4 out of 25?
Well, 4 out of the top 13, you know, you could say, or 3 out of the top 5, you know, whatever in there. But, you know, that's pretty much all the big cities in Utah are, you know, mentioned. I mean, there's no...
That's other. Amazing.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stay here, aren't we, Kurt?
I think our wives are staying, so we're probably not rolling anywhere else.
Hey, if I say we're moving, my wife's moving, buddy. That's how it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Here's the truth, though. That is true that if I say we're moving and I absolutely insist on it, my wife will move. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to make this very clear. I'm not about just to say that just to somehow be the control freak or the dominant one or whatever else. We both got families here, and even though I might move around for, I don't want to say political reasons, but talk show reasons and other reasons, my wife would like to stay, and because of that, I'm willing to stay too. But my point is, if I really demanded my wife move, if I said, I didn't listen to me, we are moving, and I, you know, put forth my reasoning and I insisted on it, my wife would move, I promise. However, I don't look at it as I say this and she does. I look at it as we jointly look at what's best for our family, for our circumstances, for our extended family, or whatever you want to say, and go from there. So it's interesting, too. Montana's in the news, Kurt. So how many of the places are in the Rocky Mountains, Kurt? That's kind of another, in my opinion, interesting twist.
Good point.
Any idea here?
Let's see.
How many of the 25 are in the Rocky Mountains is the point?
Let's figure out what's east of the east of the Mississippi, or, you know.
Well, it'll be west of the Mississippi.
Ohio. Well, yeah, I'm talking
about... Yeah, but that wouldn't be... Okay, Dayton, Ohio would not be in the Rocky Mountains.
No, yeah. So there's... And, of course, Austin, Texas is not in the Rockies. Toledo, Ohio.
No.
Burlington, Vermont is a little bit east of the Rockies. Madison, Wisconsin. Buffalo, New York. Cincinnati. Greeley, Colorado. That's the Rockies, right? Ogden, of course, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Do you call North Dakota in the Rockies? You know, Pocatello, Idaho. Then you got Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Rochester, New York, Kokomo, Indiana. That's not in the Rockies. Albany, New York, and Ithaca, New York, Manchester, New Hampshire.
You know, I'm surprised New York does so well. I guess once you get out of the big city, it's pretty good in New York.
Yes. Yes.
So it sounds like to me out of the top 25, you got the four in Utah and then Billings, Montana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in Colorado?
There was a Greeley, I think. Greeley, Colorado. Yeah.
All right. So that would be the Rocky Mountains, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's figure this out. I think seven of them out of the top 25 in the Rocky Mountains. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, so it looks like seven out of the top 25 cities in America. In the Rocky Mountains, folks. In my opinion, that's pretty shocking. I've been telling people to move to the Rocky Mountains forever. And it just basically goes to show. Utah City's top the list with the best career prospects. That's according to a study by Smart Asset. Now, that's pretty telling. All right, Kurt. Now, I wouldn't go to Denver because they ranked a bunch of other cities. I guess they got the top 10, sexually active cities in the United States, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, I would say this is not the kind of city you want to roll to. But yeah, you know, so you had this topless in public story that we did last hour where Fort Collins was trying to figure out if they should allow for, you know, topless individuals. And that's kind of close to Denver, where they say it ranks as number one most sexually active city in the U.S. Now, you know, they wouldn't have time there at CBS4 in Denver to cover things like the Federal Reserve and the out-of-control taxes and stuff, but they got time to tell you how sexually active they are. They're among the top 10 most sexually active cities in the country, and they say a few may surprise you. They say assumed sin cities, such as Las Vegas or New York, didn't even make the list, which they say is dominated by smaller but burgeoning cities. The top sexually active city in America, Denver, they say. Now, they say it ranked number one due to its high birth rates and its contraceptive sales. Now, I don't know that those things go together, but anyway, they say 189% higher than the national average. The study also noted that female contraceptives are 278% higher in Denver than nationally. You know, I don't know who keeps track of this stuff. But anyway, number two, they say, is Portland, Oregon. Where the sales are high at a company that offers products for relationship enhancement. Then you got Ann Arbor, Michigan, number third. That's a college town. Anyway, problems there. San Antonio, Texas, ranks fourth. Boise ranks fifth. Seattle, Washington, ranks sixth. Washington, D.C., 7th. I would have thought they were number 1. But anyway, Alexandria, Virginia is tied with Salt Lake City at 8th. Cincinnati,
and
Ohio,
let me stop you
9th.
There a little bit, Kurt, because yeah, when you put Salt Lake City in the top there, it's a little bit of a misnomer, and I'll tell you why. What's the criteria they're tracking, Kurt, do they say?
Well, see, that's the key that you understand here is they add up, if they've got some kind of a, you know, for example, contraceptive sales or birth rates.
When it comes to the birth rates, that launches, Salt Lake City in the top because it's a very family-oriented community. And, hey, for example, I got 8 kids. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they track diaper sales, for instance, or that kind of stuff or whatever. Yeah. Well, hey, you're going to have a lot of diaper sales in Utah, folks. We believe in kids and families, okay? However, there's a big difference that I want to point out, too, and that's this reality, Kurt. Is being sexually active bad?
Well, within the bonds of marriage.
That's right.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
So the answer is, it's bad if it's, the violation of God's law type sex. If it is sexual relationship within the legal and lawfully married status, in other words, one man, one woman, the way God ordained it, defined it to be, it's a wonderful thing. The problem is I don't think they make any distinction like that, Kurt. I'd like to know what cities in America have the most appropriate relationships based on longevity for husband and wife relationships and families based on legally and lawfully married. I'd rather want to know that, and I don't really want the details of their sexual activity, Kurt.
Good point.
I'd rather know what cities people stay together, live together, love together, have families together, and I don't really need the details, Kurt. That's all I'm talking about.
Cool.
And Salt Lake City, and I bet would go right back to this economic prosperous deal, would be like Provo, Utah, Logan, Utah, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Montana, those kind of places. I bet are going to top the list. But what is a sexually active city? Should we say promiscuous city, Kurt? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's what they typically are meaning.
Yeah, and that's why I'm rejecting it.
Yeah, good point.
And that's why I'm kind of saying you've got to put kind of the distinction there, in my opinion, in order to discuss this topic. Because is this just a topic to get headlines to talk about sex, Kurt? Or is this a goal to promote the idea that when a man and a woman commit themselves to each other completely and decide to raise a family together, that is ordained of God? And it is a blessing for them to be together and enjoy that which is intended only for them and only with each other. In other words, we're talking about the right place, the right time, the right people. Okay? The discussion shifts drastically when you discuss that. And pretty soon, sex isn't really the hot topic. Happiness levels for man and woman is stability and safety in relationships and children and family discussions start to come about rather than a, quote, sex discussion. See the difference, Kurt, that I'm pointing out here? And I think it's important in the media that we really document this difference. Is this really just about sex or promiscuous behavior? Or is this really about how to make families strong and stable, Kurt? I think it should be about how to make families strong and stable.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Of course, that doesn't go into the headlines. It's kind of boring like that, right? Well, not if you're a moral person. It's not, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's only if you live on the edge of titillation that it's boring. If you believe that families being strong is not a boring topic, it's a wonderful topic, and it's the solution to the problems we face. Pretty soon, you get on stable ground in a hurry, Kurt. Pretty soon, it's all right. All right, I guess they're leaking software. Now, maybe you don't need to go to the most prosperous cities, economically speaking, Kurt. You just got to download the software, buddy.
Well, yeah, Sam, I wanted to ask you about this. They apparently, now this is an ad, so I just wanted to ask you. They say this guy's got basically this software that he got from a real rich dude that was, you know, this is a former doctor. And he said that he was taking care of this rich guy from Wall Street, and he was about to die, and the guy, as he basically was dying, after he got care from this doctor, this guy handed him a, well, what do they call those little things you put in your computer? Like a stick. What do they call those?
USB drive?
USB stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on there, it had this, basically this software, this automated software that basically makes it where you just, I mean, you just keep making these little option trades and you just make boatloads of money with it. This guy says it's so easy. My 88-year-old grandma is using it to make several hundred dollars in profits each day. Anyway, they call it the cash code, and I just was wondering if you had ever heard of anything like this.
Yeah, let me explain something, Kurt. The corporate world has been doing this forever. The big business inside traders have been doing this forever. They used to call it, or they call it flash trading, where they got software that can get their trades in and out faster than anybody else. And so they can literally trade before anybody else can get their trades in, and they can basically make gains on the spread. And the software is smart enough to watch levels and automatically place trades based on mathematical numbers, positive and negative. It's pretty simple stuff, right? I'm not saying the software is simple, but what I'm saying is the ability to just know when to get in and when to get out based on difference in dollars is easy. The hard part is to tell the software when to go and the ability to make your software take advantage of the speed scenario. In other words, get all your trades in faster than everybody else. That's the hard part. Nevertheless, the corporate world's been doing it forever, and the mainstream press has even documented that, right? So all that's happened here is somebody's found a way to trickle that down to the consumer. Can they do it? Probably. Would I do it? No. Details in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I'm going to stick with the old adage, Kurt, if it sounds too good to be true, then it is. Even if they have software like this that has trickled down to the public somehow, they call it leaked software. You can never trust who made it. You know what? It could be a government trap. Some of these corporations have been in trouble for flash trading and gaming the system, so to speak. Look, let me explain something. If you're a gambler, Kurt, and you literally have a photographic memory, and you literally can count cards and you can remember everything, and you can go in and slaughter, not cheating, but slaughter in the gaming houses because you've got a photographic memory and because you're good at the card game and you just flat out can beat them. Do you realize they won't even let you go into casinos in America today? Do you know that, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
You're by law not allowed. The only one allowed to win over and over and over is the gambling casino in bed with government. They pulled the lever in their favor, and you will not go in there unless you're guaranteed, for the most part, to lose your shirt.
Now, the reason you say in bed by with government is they get the tax dollars.
The government gets the tax dollars, but government also gives them the authority to do that. They give them a cheat card, if you will, by license, by government cooperation, right? So all I'm telling you is, look, if you are a well-known, capable gamer, I don't know if that's the right word, gambler, and you're good at it, even if you're not dishonest in any way, Kurt, you're not allowed to do that. Got it? So that's the bottom line. And so even if you were to get a hold of this software, Kurt, you might be in trouble with the law. You might download software that's going to get all kinds of spyware on your computer. It might be a government trap. I don't know the deal. I just know this. This idea that you're going to get rich fast is bogus. It's a dishonest money attitude. Instead of working for something and saying, you know what, I want an honest day's wage for an honest day's labor, it flies in the face of everything we hold dear. And so can this happen? Oh, I'm sure that it can, Kurt. Do I think it's wise? I don't. Would I do it? No, I wouldn't. Not even maybe.
You know, the
I don't care if the software exists, but I bet that it does in certain forms, Kurt, for certain people. We know the corporate world has patented it, and they've been in trouble for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they call them insider trading. You know, the interesting thing is Newsmax is basically advertising for it. And I found it interesting to see that, you know, the story goes like this.
Well, Chris Reddy's been on the take forever. He's not who we thought he was either, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Good point. Anyway, and so this former doctor, you know, he doesn't do doctor stuff anymore because he's really rich. But anyway, the bottom line is he served this one guy, and then he says just as the guy was dying, he handed him over this, you know, little USB stick or whatever, and on that was where he had this software. And so I guess this reporter that's sort of writing this story says, "We were a little bit skeptical, so we did extensive research to vet his new system, including interviewing 13 confirmed users of his cash code system. All the ones we contacted confirmed they were all happy with the system and even sent us video proofs of their successes. One guy even sent us a picture of his Ferrari 430 convertible he said he bought with his profits. The average take-home pay for the year among the group was a little over $1.2 million. One of the things that I thought of when I read this, I thought, well, what we need is some of you guys out there that are already using this. Just remember, Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio when, your ship comes in. Because, after you buy your Ferrari and stuff like that, you could go ahead and, join the Give Me Liberty Fund, right, Sam? And stuff like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I just find the whole thing crazy.
Anyway,
why do people always fall like victims, like suckers to these kind of things, Kurt?
It's interesting.
Even if it can be done, do you want to do that? Do you want to put yourself in that no man's land, illegal jeopardy? Do you want to put yourself always looking over your shoulder, wondering what's... Do you want to do it? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I advise against it.
Very
good. All right. There you have it. All right. JFK's in the news, Kurt. What, 50 plus years later?
Yeah. Now, they're saying, Sam, that a CIA insider was part of the JFK assassination cover-up. Let's see. It was in 1963. We're getting all the facts out now. But anyway, they say this guy named John McCone came to the CIA as an outsider, right? They call him an industrialist and an engineer by training. He replaced veteran spy master Alan Dulles as director of Central Intelligence. That was back in November of 61, after JFK had forced Dulles out following the bungled operation to oust Fidel Castro. They called it the Bay of Pigs. Anyway, this guy had one overriding mission: restore order at the besieged CIA. And, it's not besieged anymore because it's all orderly now there. But anyway, they say after the assassination, this guy, Mr. McCone, was kept in place by Johnson, and he became an important witness before the Warren Commission. But the bottom line is... now you're getting some of the facts. I don't know.
Well, who's going to be criminally liable then for the CIA's participation in fraud?
Well,
the CIA even says that they were involved in the cover-up, right?
Yep. All for your own good, I'm sure, Sam.
Well, there ought to be criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is criminal activity. There ought to be criminal accountability. Who's going to the clink?
Yep, good point.
All right. Now, I don't like to talk about this story, but I'm going to. We've got to. Headline: police searching for man in nightmare Taylorsville rape. Taylorsville's a city in Utah.
Yeah.
A rape went down. Kurt's going to give you the details, and I'm going to give you some observations here that I find important to focus on. We don't like to focus on these stories, but we will for solution's sake, Kurt.
Yeah, now they call this a stranger rape case. They say sometime between 11:30 at night and 1:45 in the morning, this 33-year-old woman left her house to take a stroll.
Now let me just stop you there and just say this. How many women go out in the middle of the night and just take a stroll?
I know. That's
not very many in the first place. And I'm telling you, even if they do, it is ill-advised. Now, let me make this clear to you chauvinist, racist thugs. you sexist idiot yes. childs. Look, I think it's ill-advised for anybody to just run around for a stroll by themselves in the middle of the night. I don't care if it's male or female. It's stupid. Don't do it. You got it?
Not smart.
Now, if you have to go somewhere for a legitimate purpose, okay, I get the necessity from time to time. Be as careful as you can. But I'm just going to go on a stroll all by myself as a female out in the dark all alone in the middle of the night. It is stupidity.
Yep.
Folks.
Amen to that. They say as she walked through a grassy area, she was approached by a man who asked her for a cigarette. Well, I mean, you know, you're out strolling between midnight and 2 a.m. I mean, that's just kind of normal. She hesitates, gets kind of a weird feeling about it. Maybe she should have had a weird feeling before when she decided to go out. So she reaches into her purse to grab a weapon, something to try to defend herself. Got to have your purse with you, you know, because she got kind of
a bad
feeling.
But I got a question.
Did
she have a gun, Kurt? Was she able to just shoot this thug and stop him?
Anyway,
you know what they call those guns in the right circles, don't you, Kurt? They call them a
rape me
not.
Yeah, that's right. Without warning, the woman fell backwards and struck her head against a hard surface. Ouch. Possibly, they say, a cement base that surrounded the trees in the park. The woman didn't know if she was pushed or tripped or she tried to back up.
Now, let me just stop you there, too, and say not only is this woman out at night, Kurt. Let me be very clear, and I'm not defending in any way or justifying what happened to her. It's evil, it's wrong, it's sick. Okay, I get all that. But look, not only is she walking around at night, late at night by herself, she somehow is in the park in the trees. So she's off of a well-lighted sidewalk or road or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, she's somewhere. Everything about this is all wrong. Now, she's in the park. How the guy got so close to her in the trees in the first place.
There, and ask her for a cigarette.
Okay, let me just tell you right now. I don't know that this was a stranger. I know they're reporting that. But to me, something does not pass the smell test on so many fronts already. It's beyond imagination. But continue.
Yeah.
Why she's off the Litton path or a safety zone by common sense is beyond me. But she is, okay?
Or out at 2 in the morning. Anyway, so they say she had a significant gash on the back of her head when the doctors later treated her. The woman was only semi-conscious at that point. I don't know if they mean she was semi-conscious when they treated her or after she got the gash on her head. But anyway, when she comes to, the guy's on top of her. She starts fighting him off, says something that seems to infuriate him. The policeman describes.
There's more because I want to tell you more about this. Hold on. We got to get into this. So she says something to infuriate him. Okay. How do we know that? And what did she say? Okay, now we're getting into speculation for an agenda
get
here.
Some video.
Hang tight.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. We're talking about this story where this woman gets raped in Utah. Don't misunderstand me. Don't get off point here. We think the rape is horrible, evil, wrong, and there should be absolutely full prosecution to the fullest extent of the law, okay? And don't get me wrong, we're not justifying this in any way. However, it says police searching for man in nightmare Taylorsville rape. And we do want to be very clear here, ladies and gentlemen, that there is so many anomalies to the story that I don't know that I trust it. First off, they start out and say it's a rape by a stranger. But then we find out the girl goes out in the middle of the night between 12 and 2. She somehow is in a park in trees with the man. Somehow he gets closer to her, asks her for a cigarette, knocks her out and rapes her. Kurt, press rewind a teeny bit, and let's finish the points of the story, and then I've got several points to make here. All right, while we're waiting for Kurt, he asks for a cigarette. She reaches in her purse to supposedly maybe get a weapon. I don't buy that either, because if he asks her for a cigarette, normally, logically, she would, in this peaceful scenario, reach into her purse to get a cigarette if she even had one. Okay, so something isn't adding up here. In this story. All right, do you got it, Kurt, or no? All right, well, we lost Kurt somehow while we try to get Kurt back here. It turns out that in this case, the story says that the man was a white man. And this white man, and they give all the details about him. He's in these certain sneakers and certain shorts, and they go into all these details about this white man. And I find it fascinating. If the victim was black, would they have said that? Would they have said something if the guy was really black? I don't think so. I'm trying to answer the phone at the same time because Kurt's calling in. Are you there, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm here. We lost the connection, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Horrible internet. Blame Comcast, all right? So anyway, they talk about this guy being a white man, and if he was black, would they have said that, Kurt, you think?
I don't think so, do you?
Well, they didn't tell us what color the woman was, did they?
No.
Okay, interesting. So whenever it's a white person, they want to make sure you know white strangers are raping people. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the other point to make on this, Kurt, in my humble opinion, is they then give you the details of how the guy's dressed and all this stuff, okay? Which makes sense. And I don't criticize them for really telling you that it's a white man. The point isn't that it's white, really, that he's white. The point is to try to catch this person. They talk about some tattoos on his arm and all that kind of stuff. But then they go on and they say the woman did not have a cell phone. So after the rape, she basically has to crawl to the road. There's no good Samaritans, so she has to go back and lay under the trees for a bit. And then she finally tries again and gets help and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
But, Kurt, I don't know what weapon she did or didn't have, but the idea that he asks her for a cigarette and she starts reaching in her purse and then he attacks her, I don't know that I believe that necessarily either. If she had a cigarette, that's where she'd get it, wouldn't she? So all I'm saying is there's so many weird things to this story. She went out alone with no cell phone. We don't hear what weapon she even had or that she was trying to get. Mm-hmm. All I'm telling you is I'm not comfortable with the details of this story at all. But here's the takeaway. Here's the reason we bring it up. One, I don't trust the reporting on this a bit. Mm-hmm. Or the facts in the case. Two, do not, I'm going to say this right now, do not go out alone at night without a weapon for no good reason just to take a stroll. Okay, don't do that.
No, that's not recommended.
Okay, try the buddy system, folks.
Yep.
And even if you have a buddy, why go out there for no good reason? Okay, now if you want to get somewhere, okay, fine. Now, if you do go out and you have a legitimate reason to go out, stay on the well-lit path, Kurt, on a sidewalk, on the road, wherever you need to be, where there's other people. Don't go off into the trees.
Yep, good point.
Okay, and so something's just not adding up on this. And for heaven's sakes, take a weapon of some kind or some way to defend yourself. At least take a cell phone to get help. Isn't that a common logical idea today, too?
Yeah.
So there's just everything wrong with this thing, Kurt. And again, don't misunderstand in any way. I'm not suggesting what was done was okay or she asked for it. I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm saying she was very foolish in her decisions. And the whole reason we bring it up is to tell you how to prevent this. Now, I'm not saying you can prevent it all the time. But I'm saying you can increase or decrease your chances significantly. And our goal is to decrease the chances, hopefully to zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other tidbits on that, Kurt?
No, but like you said, the story just didn't add up, and I wanted to bring it up. And, you know, especially you'd think the media itself, you know, in this case, Salt Lake, I think it was the Deseret News, could basically say, hey, here's the problems with this story. Here's the problems with what this lady did, and at least purported to have done, and how she could have made it better. But they don't have room to put that in the story, I guess, Sam.
They have plenty of room. They just don't focus on the solutions. That's why.
Yeah.
See, you want to get away from the story feeling good, feeling like there's answers, feeling like there's ways to be safe. Right now, though, just so you know, what you want to know is this. Hey, stranger white man raping people out there.
Yep. Yep. Good point.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I think that the mainstream press is completely irresponsible in this, etc. Right now, there's a new negative headline about Google, too, Kurt. You know how Google charges for you to view their ads, right? And everybody and their dog puts Google on their websites and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't. I yanked those suckers down long ago. I don't want any part of them. But nevertheless, Google charges for YouTube ads even when viewed by robots.
Yeah, I saw this and I thought I'd ask you about it, but it does
help
Google's bottom line, though, right? You know, I mean.
Well, this just proves to you, Kurt, though, that when they tell you, oh, you got to have your numbers for the media, how many people listen to you and this and that, and they don't have any idea, buddy. They're full of baloney, and this is proof, positive, absolute proof.
And I can't tell you how many times, Sam, for example, I've been, you know, looking at something on, say, the internet, and I'm trying to, you know, check on something, and maybe my mouse goes across a certain thing, and all of a sudden it takes me somewhere, and I'm thinking, well, that company just got charged for my, you know, click that I didn't
inadvertent click through.
Yeah, you know, and you see that happen so many times, and so this whole, you know, media, at least advertisements and stuff, they've got to be questioned, in my opinion.
Well, is Google doing enough to prevent advertiser deception, Kurt?
Well,
fake views of ads by bots, in other words.
I think they literally do it on purpose.
I agree with that.
You know, at least in my opinion. For example, like, say there's a cool story, and just if you touch, you know, just close to the side of it, somehow it just takes you to some advertiser. And you're like, what? How did that happen? You know, I think that's on purpose, because then they can charge the advertiser. And they may just charge.
Now, let me ask you a question, Kurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a fact, so make this very clear. I'm just asking the next what-if logical tech question.
Yeah.
What if Google has a bunch of bots out there that intentionally go and show you how much traffic they have, buddy?
Well, it would certainly make their operation a little more profitable.
I mean, YouTube is the world's most popular online video platform and brings in what? They say like 4 billion annually,
Yeah, something like that. It's pretty good size. They say, according to estimates by Magna Global, the media buying group, spending on digital video advertising was going to surge 40% this year to about $15 billion. But, you know, it's big money. And the, you know, when it's really just a robot that's watching it, I don't think that's...
I don't have any evidence that Google's doing that on purpose. I'm just telling you whether Google's doing it on purpose or somebody else is finding a way to somehow bring a dollar to them on the idea. The fact is, it's just too open for potential manipulation and fraud.
And there's something they call the Association of National Advertisers.
Oh, yeah, buddy. There's Association of everything, my friend.
Anyway, they say these members spend more than $250 billion a year on marketing. And White Ops, a fraud detection company, found in a study last year that a quarter of the online video ads were viewed by bots. So that would mean, you know, a little bit of shenanigans going on there, Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, I just find the whole thing weird. But when people run around and tell me, oh, we know how many people are listening, we can track that. Set. No, you don't. I can turn on my radio and leave the room and go take a shower. Does that mean somebody's listening? You don't have any idea, folks.
Yeah,
you know, and not only that, to me, do you want just pure numbers of listeners? For example, they say, what, 112 million plus people watch the Super Bowl or whatever. How many of those people are really paying attention? Most of them are laughing with their cousins and... on the breaks, they run out and play a little bit of football themselves, and then so-and-so leaves to turn the barbecue, and so-and-so goes to the restroom, and so-and-so, you know, ices up the cooler or whatever they're doing. And, hey, man, how many people are really watching those commercials? They don't have any idea, my friends. Even if their numbers were right on how many, quote, viewers they had, they don't know. But I submit they don't even know how many viewers they have. Last question, Curtis. J.P. Morgan charging or buying what?
Well, yeah, you hear these ads about J.P. Morgan buying a whole bunch of silver. And you don't hear much in the news stories about it, but it seems like they would buy stuff when it's really low priced.
You bet
like
they are,
the
Kurt. Don't
it,
forget it.
You know?
So is anybody with a brain. Yeah. All right, there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can restore the republic. We need your help. Let's get it done. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved, would you please? After all, we declare this nation shall endure.